Today is the first official observation of Indigenous Peoples Day in Vermont. It is also a time to reflect on what this part of the world was like before any Europeans set foot here. On a submerged riverbank near Brattleboro, ancient petroglyphs offer a clue. VPR's Betty Smith recently visited the site and has this story.
Petroglyphs are images carved into natural stone, and they're only known to exist in two places in Vermont. One on the shore of the Connecticut in Bellows Falls, the other here in Brattleboro, where the West River and Connecticut meet. Sketches of those petroglyphs, and one historic photograph, were made in the 1800s, but then they remained hidden for more than a century. They were flooded by the Vernon Dam and buried under a thick layer of silt. Even the precise location was uncertain until 2017, when archaeologist Annette Spaulding found it again. It took decades of research and hundreds of dives, but eventually Spaulding found a 12-by-8-foot ledge
that had 9 petroglyphs, 5 thunderbirds, what appeared to be a person, and either a dog or a wolf, and 2 what appeared to be eels, like lamprey eels, or snakes.
On a recent late summer day, Spaulding is out on the river on her pontoon boat. Others gather round in kayaks and other small watercraft as more people settle on the shore for a discussion of the cultural significance of Brattleboro's petroglyphs.
Petroglyphs are not just a billboard in the wilderness. They are in certain places for certain reasons.
Rich Holshue is a member of the Vermont Commission on Native American Affairs.
And it's one of the reasons why they are so uncommon. And the fact that they're here tells you that there's something larger going on. There's a bigger story. And that story, in the case of petroglyphs in the Northeast, usually involves a perception of a convergence of worlds and the spirits.
It's easy to see that 2 major rivers or water highways converge here. Less obvious is that the 2 very different geologies of Vermont and New Hampshire also come together here. The Westminster West Fault Zone passes directly through the mouth of the West River at this very spot, and the historical record suggests that this is also where once there may have been a whirlpool. There's mention of one in the handwritten transcription of a long-ago interview with a local who grew up playing in the river here. It's the only reference known of so far, and there's no sign of a whirlpool today. But if one did exist, it too might have silted over as the waters rose. Given that possibility and the fact that Indigenous people have sometimes represented a whirlpool as an underwater being in the shape of a serpent or a panther, Rich Holshue thinks the petroglyph thunderbirds, creatures of the sky after all, may have been meant as a kind of cosmological counterpoint.
That doesn't mean they're good or bad, but since there is this strong presence of an underwater being in this place, in order to stay in a good relationship with it, you want to make sure that there is the other, and to bring that into the relationship in an effort to seek balance.
That may explain why the petroglyph is where it is, but maybe there's a bigger story here after all. In the Indigenous belief that it's both necessary and possible to achieve balance in the world. It's a story that contemporary Vermonters might still want to take to heart. For VPR News, I'm Betty Smith.